WGCH News Center time is 7:51. It's fourth Thursday of the month, and that means 151st State House seat and now occupied State Representative-elect Harry Arora joins me now in studio. And good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me, and good morning to all your listeners.
All right, and congratulations, first of all, on your victory on Tuesday night in the special election. And when will you officially be sworn in?
Thank you. Yes, it will be next week, Tuesday the 28th, most likely. We're still firming the date up. But first of all, thank you to all, everyone in the district, everyone in Greenwich, everyone in District 151 for coming out to vote. We had a tremendous response this Tuesday. The pundits were saying that it's going to be a low turnout election and we'll get maybe 15% or a couple of thousand people can come out. We had a nearly 30% turnout, and we had 4,000 plus people come out and vote, and there was an overwhelmingly clear message they sent. And they sent a message that over the ideas and the platform which we ran on got a clear support and a clear mark of approval with over 10%, nearly 10% percentage points of a margin.
All right, so things happen quickly for you. As you mentioned, you get sworn in next week, and then the following week is the start of the session. Tell us what you'll be doing in the next couple of weeks to get ready for all this.
Yeah, so the most important thing is to get our game plan together. You know, we ran on our ideas of efficiency and improving the spending the state does, the efficiency of the state programs. So there was clear-cut differentiation between our ideas and what was the opponent's platform. Number one, we said no tolls. Let's improve the efficiency of our state transportation spending versus put tolls and do the same and spend more. And I think that's what we get to work right away on. I'm going to make sure that we point out and bring to attention programs or transportation spending which needs to be cut down and make sure there's enough pressure that we don't get tolls on and extra taxes on hardworking citizens. Number two, we said, listen, let's just put cut the state bureaucracy and not increase taxes and as on hardworking people of our community and our state. Well, we know there have been a lot of new taxes, like a new payroll tax, taxes on dry cleaning, taxes on prepared meals, and we are going to advocate. Now, these have already been passed, but I think there's still time for us to do what we call a grassroots advocacy, and I need our citizens, our residents' help in that. We need to go up and say, listen, these are not okay taxes and additional extractions from the pockets of our citizens. And finally, there's too much regulation out there which is throttling and which is really making our economy sluggish, and we need to make sure that the regulation is robust, but it's also allows businesses and residents to be attracted to the state, and that's an important thing. And that's what I say. We stand for freedom. They stand for control. The choice has been made by our electorate. It's for freedom.
All right. So you're going to get your committee assignments and things like that, your staff, all that's going to happen once you're sworn in or after
yes.
The first session starts or what?
No, next week all of that happens. It's already in the work. In the works, you know, this is a short session, and so everything is going to move very fast, and so we're going to decide on that next week. But I'm also going to sit down and with all members of the Republican caucus up in Hartford, with most of whom I have very strong relationships, and we're going to figure out what is our game plan to oppose this extremely extractive and repression being unleashed by our governor in terms of taxes, in terms of policies, in terms of anti-growth, you know, environment, and how we launch our plan. So you're going to hear a lot from me in the coming weeks on what I'm calling a growth plan for Connecticut. And it's not just going to be about me launching that. It's going to be about our caucus. I'm going to try to convince and persuade everyone in the Republican caucus, all 61 of us. I'm going to reach out to them and say, let's just put this plan together. Connecticut residents, give us the mandate. Give us your blessing. Give us your vote, and we will turn the state around in 4 years. And this is how. Not just highfalutin, trust me, I'll do it, we'll do it. This is how, a concrete plan to grow Connecticut. We haven't grown in a decade, and that's because of self-inflicted wounds, and we are here to change it, and the message from our electorate is clear and very clear.
All right, State Representative-elect Harry Arora, he'll be joining me the fourth Thursday of each month in the 151st House District. And thanks again for coming in this morning, and good luck, and congratulations again on your victory.
Thank you, and to all our residents, if you please get in touch directly with me, harry@harryforct.com, or call me. I would love to hear from you.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you.
State Representative-elect Harry Arora, representing the 151st. Next Thursday is the fifth Thursday, so no interview. The following Thursday will be State Representative Livvy Florin, and at that point, the session will have begun. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:58. We'll check traffic and weather together in a minute. This public health message is brought to you by the Greenwich Department of Health, caring for your health.